News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
If you're involved in sports, you know the challenge of finding a pitch that's playable at the moment because of all the heavy rain. If you're a farmer, you know the challenge you face in getting crops into the ground or indeed getting cattle out to graze. Paul Flynn is the Dublin County Chair for the Irish Farmers Association. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, John and Ciara.
No let up in the rain today, more over the weekend. What impact is this having on the farming community?
It's having a huge impact at the moment because we're coming out of it was a wet autumn in 22 into a wet spring of 23. And that carried over into a wet autumn of 23 again. And now we're into a seriously wet autumn of our spring of 24. So with prices, tillage prices and grain prices on the floor last year, it's finding it very difficult now to get crops into the ground this year. And with the late season as we have now, it's going to be very hard to get a full crop off the ground this year. So it's going to be a huge stress issue going forward for a lot of farmers.
It is a mental health issue and potentially a crisis looming, because if farmers can't do what they need to do, the impact on their mood will be significant and understandably so.
Yeah, like at the moment, like we had very poor prices last year, and that's put financial stress on a lot of growers just to keep going to get through last year. Now we're into a full second wet year, you might as well say, and it's just pushing the ball down the road a little bit that farmers might not have enough because of a very low price from last year going into this year. And if you don't get the crops in the ground, it's going to be mental stress. It's going to be a huge problem just to keep the farm gate open, to keep going for this year.
One of the farmers that I know always had the phrase that the year always balances out. His confidence in that is being shaken this year. Is there still a chance that we might be able to salvage this?
Well, we had last week, we thought there was an uptake on the weather last week. If we got this, the next 10 days is probably the nice little sweet spot to get the crops in. But once we get into the end of April, into the beginning of May, we start to lose tonnage, and then we push ourselves into a late planting season to bring it back into a late harvest season for the end of 2024, season for harvest 2024. And if we get a wet season again, then we could be in the same position as we were this year, trying to get the crops out of the ground, because there's a huge problem with even potatoes this year, trying to get them out of the ground, and fruit and veg. It's just a nightmare for some growers, and the work and load on farmers to try and get this all done, and with the problem with financial problems as well, trying to just get enough money together just to keep the farm gate open and to keep like we are the most efficient production company of food, fresh produce in the world probably, and it's all on our doorstep into the supermarkets. And like, if the support from the public has to be brought on as well to help the farmers survive with locally produced food and that, you know.
Paul, the issue of climate change, we can't deny it. It is happening and it is resulting in our climate changing. I mean, are you willing to admit that this could be the impact of climate change in the future and it could change the face of Irish farming?
Oh, definitely, without a doubt. Like, it is definitely climate change happening, but we need food. No matter what happens, we need food. And it is making it more difficult for farmers to grow it. Now, do we want to see it that if we let the Irish farmers, if we don't have support and we let the Irish farmers fall away, like, the food is going to come from somewhere. And with the carbon footprint from business from the far side of the world into Ireland to put onto an Irish shelf, but the carbon footprint that to the Irish public to put food on the shelves is going to be huge.
Not to mention the cost. At this time right now, we have to support Irish farmers, because if we don't, as you say, we won't have Irish produce at the end of the year. Paul Flynn, Dublin County Chair for the Irish Farmers Association, thanks very much for joining us. 53106, if you're a farmer and you're dealing with this right now, we'd love to hear from you.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.